Hand me down. I love this story. Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate wants Australia to buy Japan's old bullet trains and use them to connect Brisbane and the Gold Coast by fast rail. Mr. Tate says using a hand-me-down system would be cheaper than waiting another decade to build a slower train system. He says countries who already have fast trains will be upgrading to the latest generation. So I say, give us the hand-me-downs. And he wants the Queensland government to send him to Japan to pitch the idea to them. Is there any merit in it? Should Australia be taking Japan's old trains and using them for a fast rail network down under? What about between Sydney and Canberra? Or Sydney and Melbourne? Got to have this infrastructure, don't we? Robert Dow from the Public Transport Advocacy Group, Rail Back on Track, is on the line. Robert, g'day.
Good afternoon, Carl.
So would this proposal work, do you reckon?
No, probably not. Not for regional fast rail. There is actually a plan on the table, if you like, for fast rail, which involves using the existing railway south of Ben Lee. The Gold Coast line is sort of in two parts. We've got the section from Brisbane to Ben Lee, which is on a very old, tortuous, curvy alignment, and then the new line south of Ben Lee from Ben Lee to Varsity Lakes. Mm. Now, the average speed on the section from Brisbane to Ben Lee is about 48 kilometres per hour for the express services. Now, that's not satisfactory. From Ben Lee to Varsity Lakes, it's over 100 kilometres per hour. So what we need to do, actually, is get a new alignment from Ben Lee through to Brisbane. Now, we've put forward the idea of using the M1 and the M3 motorway corridors. That would give a very direct and fast way of getting rail into Brisbane and from Brisbane to south of Ben Lee onto the existing line.
And you're not acquiring other land and all that sort of stuff. Using these trains between bigger cities like Brisbane and Sydney and Brisbane and Canberra and Sydney and Canberra and Melbourne? I know that there's a difference between fast rail and high-speed rail. Where you've got the capabilities to have high-speed rail enacted, would that idea then work if we got some of those trains out?
No, unlikely. The reason why the bullet trains are being replaced is they're approaching the end of their service life, Carl, right? They'd probably need very serious maintenance overhauls, and I don't think it'd be worth it. If Australia is to go into true high-speed rail, and it's the sort of thing that would possibly work between Sydney and Brisbane, Brisbane and Melbourne, and the longer distances, fast rail is up to about 200 kilometres per hour.
Yeah.
High-speed rail, we're talking about 300, 400 kilometres per hour. Mm. The cost of high-speed rail go up exponentially relative to fast rail as well. The federal government has set up a national fast rail agency, and they're prepared to stump up 50% of the business case funding if state governments wish to proceed with business cases such as Brisbane to Gold Coast or Sydney to Newcastle, Sydney to Wollongong, for example. And these are good things. I mean, we do need fast rail.
Yep.
It's the ideal transport mode to connect regional centres to the capital cities. It will be affordable and it'll be relatively fast. And will also allow a reasonable station spacing.
Okay. Good stuff. So, Robert Dow, you are the perfect person to interview about this. I love trains and I love the idea of fast trains, and I think we're long overdue in this country to have high-speed rail between our major centres. Tom Tate may have got this one wrong, but we live in hope that one day we'll have those trains, because as a developing nation, I think we need them. 131 8